I am so grateful and honored to be here, and you're my church family, and I just love being with all of you, and the gift of that is we love each other. This is a place we can come, we know we're loved. We know we're loved just as we are, and I love that song. I was a little, when I listened to it, I thought, oh no, we say creator, and you know, they said father, and we say brother, and they say, you know, we say family. But you know, this is the original song, by the way. You know, we take license to change the wording in songs. This is how it was actually written. But I love all those images in that song. In fact, I wrote down 17 sayings. I bet you didn't get all of them. This is a test. There were 17 sayings in there. Like, the first one was, be the change you want to see in the world. The next one was, it isn't enough to talk about peace. One must believe in it. One must work for it. Eleanor Roosevelt said that. So I found it interesting, too, the people who did it. I have been so blessed because I have been singing that song for 70 years in Unity churches. I have been in Unity since I was 13. How fortunate is my life that I was able to sing that song? And I pretty much went to church every week. And we sing that each Sunday here too. So it's such a wonderful song. But I think we all have to be aware, we're not seeing a lot of peace around us, are we? There's just a lot of conflict, a lot of dissension. And for me, the number one place that I feel it is if I watch the news. Is there anyone in here that watches the news and feels totally peaceful? But, and I'm kind of surprised, you know, I don't watch much news anymore. And the reason I don't is because it does disturb me. My heart just breaks when I see people dying and people killing and just the meanness of people. But that's not who we really are. So many more people are loving and kind and wonderful, but that's not on the news. They say that doesn't sell. Well, it sells with me. And in fact, the NBC Nightly News, I did check it out because I know they used to do it. The last couple minutes of the show is, here's good news. So they end their broadcast with good news. I'm looking for the day we sprinkle it in because I don't think you and I are watching it because we want to see all the awful things, are we? We would rather have good news the whole time, wouldn't we? So, do you ever feel powerless? Like, here I am, this helpless person here in St. Charles County. I can't do anything about the stuff that's going on in the world. Yes, we can. And yes, we must. Because peace begins with me. It begins with you. It begins with us. And as more and more of us are really expressing that peace and are being that peace, it's like contagious. How many of you heard the story of the 100th monkey? Well, monkeys, you know, this monkey started washing its sweet potato. So then other monkeys started washing their sweet potatoes. Now, this is not a totally true story, but it really is based on science. If enough people do enough good, we're going to tip the scales the other way. So even though this story is not actually totally true, the essence of it is. And then what happened is more and more, you know, we watch people, right, do things. So as you watch people, well, hey, maybe I'll wash my sweet potato too. And so more and more monkeys started washing their sweet potatoes, and then it jumped to another island. And then when the 100th person or the 100th monkey did it, it just took over everybody. That's what I want. Don't you want that for peace? Yes. Don't you want, I want to be part of that, one that's going to tip the scale over. But I can't do that if I'm spending my time watching the news and talking to people about the news all day long. And I have friends who I say, I don't watch it anymore because it's so disturbing to me. And well, you need to know what's going on, Karen. If I don't watch, I'm going to miss out. Well, there is something I can do. I can contribute to peace and love and kindness in the world. That's my part. in changing things, not watching the news and getting upset about it. And the other thing is, I'm not off the hook, by the way. We want to blame somebody else for the problem. It's because of them, that's why we're having all this stuff. But I have to really come back right here. Is every thought that's going on between these ears, is it loving and kind? Am I thinking wonderful things about you all the time? Do I ever find fault with anything you do? Am I ever critical of anybody or anything? I'm contributing to the conflict. Ooh, we don't want to hear that, do we? So what are we going to do about that? Are we going to stay there? Are we going to take some action and do something different? And this is hard work, by the way, because we don't have a lot of support. There aren't a lot of people supporting us. But what we can do, and this is the basis of it all, we need to remember who we are. Remember who we are. We were created by God, and we are loving, caring, kind, wonderful people. Do you ever forget who you are? Do you ever beat up on yourself and say, I messed up again? You know, I'm not any good. Anybody else ever do that? I think we've learned to do that. First of all, people did it to us and told us we weren't okay. Is there anybody who lived in a family or a world where everything you did, they just told you how wonderful you were? Well, that wasn't my experience. So I think it's human. We have a negativity bias in Western culture. And so some of that seems to come with, because Thich Nhat Hanh, how many of you know Thich Nhat Hanh? He's a Buddhist monk. And he was always surprised that Western people were so caught up in beating up on themselves and on thinking negativity, because apparently they didn't do that in his culture. So we can be the change, right? We can be the one, first of all, by starting to see ourselves as who we are. And I'm not just talking about the human part of me. I have been trying to change what I call my faults, or my criticism, or my finding fault with me and you and the world, right? I've been trying to change me for years. Are you trying to change yourself? Is it easy? No. But what I've learned, there's a secret. We have a presence and a power inside of us that can do things we can't do. That spiritual part of us, we are spiritual beings having a human experience, but we're stuck in being human beings trying to have a spiritual experience. So I need to remember who I am. I am loving and kind, and I am all that. Now, occasionally I'm not that. Is anybody else loving and kind all the time? Nobody raised their hand. Oh, well, Sarah thinks maybe she is. Anyway, but what I need to do is I need to invite that presence and power, I like to call that presence and power God, to take me over. And you all got a divine prescription today in your bulletin. And some of you said, I already got that. You gave that to me before. But maybe everybody doesn't still have it, or everybody doesn't use it. So you have a divine prescription, and this is the thing that reminds me who I am. It reminds me that I of my human self cannot fix me, or you, or the world, and it's not my job to. But I can invite that power that's in me, all around me, in you, everywhere present. It's sort of like it's hidden, it's a mystery. In the Bible, the book Colossians 1:27, Paul says, the mystery that's been hidden in for ages and generations is Christ in you, the hope of glory. That's what's going to save the world. That's what's going to bring peace. Not your human self, but that Christ in you is what's going to transform you and the world. And also in the Bible, it's a letter, it's 1 John, and it's chapter 4, verse 4. Greater is the one that is in you than the one that is in the world. So why are we not tapping into that? Why are we not tapping into that greater part of us? Because that's what's going to have peace in us and in the world. We started out today with Sue Riley's song. It's a favorite here. We sing it a lot. And I don't know if you noticed, because you weren't particularly necessarily paying attention, but there's three verses to that song, and each verse starts with the word peace. The daily word today was about peace. Is this odd or is it God? That all these things are kind of coordinated together. But the first line of the song says, peace in my life is growing. Why? Because I choose love. And then we go on to, peace in my family is growing. Why? Because you do something different? No, because I choose love. And peace for our planet is growing. Why? Not because of other people, because I choose love. So love is what we're made of. That, in fact, that's in the song. Love is in each and every one of us. The essence of your being is loving and kind and patient and tolerant. That's who you really are, but it's gotten all covered over. You all heard the story about the big clay Buddha, right? That it was all these thick layers of clay, and then when they had to move it and they set it down, part of that clay cracked, and there was a bright light coming from it. And when they chipped away, they found a solid gold Buddha. That's you. We've got all these layers of clay that have been pasted on us, covering over the solid gold Buddha, the solid gold person we are. Don't you want to be that person? Don't you want to remember that person and feel that person? I do. I do. And so I told you before, myself, I can't do it. And I got distracted here because of my prescription. Because this was given to me, the first part of it was given to me 6 years ago when I was preparing a talk here. I was doing the Palm Sunday service, and as it turned out, it was COVID, and we didn't have church. And if any of you, when I was the minister, came to the service, I always had a special service where you walked up, and you walked across the palm leaves, and you were greeted and blessed. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. I love that service. That's the only reason I agreed to do that service that year, and I didn't get to do it, so I had to come up with something different. But in that, the greatest gift I got out of that preparation time was this first part of this prescription. And this is a prescription I've been saying every day since. And it's a reminder to me, God, take me over. Take me over, God. Think your thoughts through me. And are God's thoughts going to be, there's anything wrong with you, or I'm complaining about anything? No. And speak your words through me. They're going to be loving and kind, aren't they? And act your actions through me. Not so people think I'm great, but so people know that you in me are what's doing all these good things. So that that part is being, God is being glorified. And when that is happening, I am healed. I actually experience a healing. And in turn, as I experience a healing, it radiates out. And I'm part of the healing of the world. And the same thing is true with us thinking peaceful, loving thoughts. As you think those radiate out and they touch lives, even if people don't know that it's happening. But then, as the years have gone by, God has given me more things to remember how this life really works. If I want to have a happy, wonderful life, this is what works. And this is that I'm trusting in you, God, with all my heart. And I'm no longer relying on me, on what I know, my perceptions, my deciding what's right or what's wrong. I am remembering and experiencing your presence and power and giving thanks for how you are blessing me each moment. That part of that, the first part of that comes from Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. You may recognize it. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. But it's a little bit shifted for me. But giving thanks. How many of you could name me quickly everything that you don't like? Or everything that's not working in your life well? Or everything that's wrong with the world? Or the news? I bet bet you could rattle things off to me really fast, right? What if I asked you what's right about your life? Does that require a little more thinking? So what I do is take time to thank God every day for all the ways that God blesses me. So, for example, this morning, I thank God that I woke up for another day here on earth. I thank God that I had a wonderful warm breakfast this morning. I had a wonderful warm shower. I had a car that got me here. I came to this place filled with love. So it just goes on and on and on. And I've made this point of writing down at least 5 things every day that I'm grateful for. And writing it down generates more things coming. The only thing that limits my number, I've had up to 50 in a day. The only thing that limits me is I don't have time. I've got other things I need to be about doing. But when I start recognizing everything that's right, the same thing is true. I know some of you may be dealing with physical pain. I think most everybody in this room has experienced that at one time or another. And I had that torn rotator cuff last year, and I was in terrible pain. I was in tears because the pain was so great. And I learned to pause and say, what doesn't hurt in my body? What doesn't hurt? What is working in my body? I'm not denying that I was in pain. We don't say, oh, pain's not here. That used to be an old Unity thing. No, don't say you have any pain because then you're going to get it. That we don't do that anymore. We acknowledge and have compassion for our suffering. That's the first thing. But then we look at what's right. And I found all kinds of things. I mean, open your hand. Just look at your hand here. What can you do with this hand? You know, you can see me, right? Some people can't see. You can hear me. Some people can't hear. We have so many things that are so good, but we don't talk about those. In fact, every day Wayne says to me, well, how was your night? And of course, I'm not sleeping well. And I'm trying to pay attention to not say, well, I didn't sleep well again. You know, because that's the tendency. You ask me how I am, I'm not telling you that I'm alive and awake, joyous and enthusiastic about life. I am telling you what isn't working for me. And most of my suffering in life, this is true, isn't what's happening in my body or in the world. It's what I'm doing with it. What the story and the drama I create around it. Things are happening and we're suffering. Everybody suffers at times. But that's not all of our life. So I want to start focusing on all of the ways that God blesses me. And that's what that second thing is about. And then here's another thing that's this changed my life. I'm looking for God and good, and finding God and good in every person, including myself, no more beating up on yourself, every situation, every second of this day. That's a game changer, folks. Because what you're looking for, you know, in the scripture in Jeremiah, it says, you will find me if you seek me with all your heart. You will find me if you're going to find what you're looking for. So if you're looking for what's wrong with what you see on the news, and you're looking for what's wrong with you, you're going to find it. But if you're looking beyond that, yes, that's here, and so much more is here. So I'm really excited about the transformation that happens for me as I do this every single day. And it isn't something that we just do once. You know, Vernetta gives us the most wonderful messages here every Sunday. I'm inspired. How many of you walk out the door and get on with your life and forget what she said? Well, the gift is we video all these services. Thank you, Charlene. We video all these services. So maybe instead of watching the news, you can go out to our YouTube channel and you could watch some inspiring things that remind you that God is in you, that you were created for goodness, that God is taking care of you all the time, no matter what you're going through. And by the way, people say, well, if God were here, I wouldn't be suffering like this. Well, The deal is, God is with you through the suffering. God is carrying you through the suffering if you invite God to be with you in it. So I want to do a little exercise here with you to help you get a feel about what that energy that is. How many of you came to Jackie Compton's energy? A lot of us were there. That energy workshop she had, and we did the healing codes and things. And what was so powerful about that, she didn't just tell us about it. We actually practiced it. So it made a huge difference. So that's what we're going to do here. We're going to practice something. So I invite you to, if you're comfortable, if you put your hands near your heart. I learned in that workshop, I can put my hands on my heart, but if I put them just a little bit out, I can feel some kind of energy there between my hand. Now, don't be upset if you don't feel anything today. You know, it doesn't happen all the right first, people. So then if you'll close your eyes and take some nice deep breaths are important, like breathe in deeply and then exhale through your mouth. This actually calms the vagus nerve, which actually calms your body. You can open your eyes for just a minute. In Boston Blue, Sean, who's the son of, I can't think of his name, but his partner, police officer, was going to kill somebody. And Sean grabbed him and hugged him, and he said, breathe. And he breathed with him several breaths. So that desire to kill somebody left simply from somebody holding him and reminding him to breathe. This is powerful. Okay, now you can close your eyes. Okay, all right, so now I want you to imagine that there's a warmth in there. Feel like a warmth, and if you don't feel it, imagine what it would feel like. Like you can imagine a heater blowing on your chest, I don't know, but imagine some warmth there. And then imagine there's a glowing light, like maybe a slight little candle flame, right there inside your chest. And then I want you to know that that actually is the presence of God in you. That energy, that warmth, that love is the peace of God in you. It's the love of God in you. It's who you really are. And then imagine that moving from your heart center up your neck, filling your head with warmth and with a glow, and then down your shoulders, down to your fingers. Again, imagine warmth, and then down the back of your body, down the front of your body, all of your internal organs, everything is bathed in this warmth, this love, this presence, this peace of God. Down your legs, out through your toes. Allow yourself to feel yourself being held and loved. And then imagine this warmth radiating out from you. In fact, you may even want to open your hands. Radiating out from you and filling this entire sanctuary with this warmth, with this love, with this light. And then imagine it radiating out beyond these walls of this church building and going into all the homes in this neighborhood and filling all the people in those homes. And then imagine it going out to your family, to your friends, and then out to all of St. Charles County, St. Louis County, all the neighboring counties, the neighboring states, all the states of the United States, out to all of the continents, all the countries, all the people, and with Artemis up to the moon and out into space. allow who you are, that presence, that radiation of God, to move out and to touch and to heal everybody in the world. Every single being in the world, without exception. We do not withhold love from anyone because we are all one. We're one with God and we're one with each other. So now I invite you to bring your attention back to this room and to open your eyes. I kind of want to stay there, and I see some of you are staying there, and that's good. But this is what we can do. This is what we can do to let peace begin with us, to let love begin with us, to let kindness begin with us. We can first of all realize it's not my limited human self that still feels separation, but it's that Christ presence, that one in me that's greater than the one of me that's in this world. That is how we're going to transform the world. So I don't know how many of you are willing to join me in this, but peace is not going to come from anybody out there. We have had wars and conflicts since biblical times. It isn't new. People think this is the worst time ever. But people then thought that was the worst time ever. But we are called to be the peace in this world. We are called. I want to be that one that tips the scale to where everybody is loving everybody and everybody is caring about everybody. That's what I want to be. Who wants to join me? Mm-hmm. Oh, good. Thanks. All right. Now we are going to have our Lord's Prayer. We always start our meditation by saying the Lord's Prayer first, because they asked Jesus, well, how do we pray? This was in Matthew 6. And he gave, and much of what we say is in there, but if you notice, if you read it, and the different churches say it a little bit differently. Have you ever gone to a church where they say it differently than you do and you're kind of, you know? But it's the essence of it. We're looking for the essence of it. And we're not going to race through it today. I had someone tell me one time that I said the Lord's Prayer too fast. Because we like, our Father who art in heaven. No. We're going to do it slowly today. So I invite you to join me. And these are the words that we use here, but you can use whatever you want. Okay, together. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. Now I invite you to become comfortable. Close your eyes if that's comfortable. You can look at the candle flame. You could even look at the peace dove in the window. I was amazed at how many images of that dove were in that video of Let There Be Peace on Earth. So peace is here. And I invite you to, again, take some nice, gentle breaths to relax your body. And to open yourself up. Open your mind and your heart to the presence of God. The presence of God that's not somewhere far away, although God is everywhere. But that presence of God that lives and moves and has its being in you. And as you feel that presence of God in you, I want you to feel how much you're loved. Just as you are, just as you are. No matter what has happened in your past, you are loved and accepted by God just as you are. Remember who you are. You are a child of God, and you are here to let God express in, through, and as you. You are here to represent God. You are here to share God's love with yourself, with those you hold dear, and with those who may be troubling to you. In every instance when we are disturbed, it's because someone isn't doing things our way. They're doing them their way. But what I want to do is God's way. I, of my human self, don't really know what's right. But if I invite God to take over, God will guide me and lead me to be who I was created to be. Not my will, but thine be done. Why? Because that's when I'm happy. That's when I'm content. When I'm being loving and kind and understanding and compassionate and caring and seeing beyond people's behavior to a call for love, a call for help. I pray that I will answer that call, and I will bless them, and I will wish them peace and happiness. Peace begins with me. And peace begins with me letting God take over and have me be who I was created to be. So if you can, feel that warmth again at your heart center, that light glowing. And allow it to radiate throughout your being and throughout this sanctuary, and touching the far corners of the earth and the solar system. As we enjoy all the blessings and all the gifts of God. And for our awareness of God and gratitude for all the gifts, let's join together and say thank you, God, together. Thank you, God. And so it is. Amen. Now, this next song is by Karen Drucker. I had a hard time only choosing three songs, by the way. And I don't know about you, doesn't music help you get things more than just reading something or seeing something? And so that's what songs do for me. And Karen Drucker, I've never given, well, not when I was the minister, but since I've been speaking occasionally, I've never done a message without using one of her songs, because she speaks to me and reminds me of God. So this is a song called We Are the Ones. And it's we are the ones we've been waiting for. We are the ones who will make a difference. We are the ones who will change the world. So when you're looking at that, I want you to be saying, I am the one that I've been waiting for. Because when you are this for you, it automatically goes out for others. And I'm the one who will make a difference. I'm the one who will change the world. So it's kind of a commitment to go out from here and to not just do the same old, same old, but to invite God to take over and make a sincere effort and intention to be peace, to be love, to be who we are in the world and change the world. God bless you.